Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Another SBS Pop Asia podcast. It's The Anime Show with Joey and Aki.
Welcome back to another episode of The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. I'm your host, Joey.
And I'm your co-host, not Joey. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about our favorite Japanese YouTubers.
If you enjoy the show, make sure to favorite, like, comment, and share with all of your friends. Please keep that in. Hey, Aki, do you watch YouTube?
No, not really. I'm not kept up to date with the hip kid stuff. What is that? Some kind of television show?
Yeah, I guess. We're going to have a pretty hard time doing this episode then.
Now, YouTube, for those of you that don't know, is a website. Now, you might be thinking, oh man, what is that? Now, a website exists on what is called a computer. Now, a computer is a device in which I've reached my limit.
You can't describe to people what a computer is?
Now, a computer is a device that...
Why are you saying it in that accent?
That has many, many things in it, like wires and LEDs and...
So is my taco a computer?
Yes, it actually...
It has a lot of things in it.
Yes. Anyways, okay, real subject. We've dragged this up.
Real subject, do you watch YouTube?
Yes.
Do you watch YouTubers?
Yes.
Do you watch Japanese YouTubers?
Yes. Just not you.
Oh.
Just kidding.
That hurts. I was like, oh, really? I don't even think I consider myself a Japanese YouTuber.
I mean, you are a half Japanese YouTuber, if anyone asks.
I'm not a Japanese YouTuber. I'm a YouTuber who lives in Japan. But I'm not part of the Japanese YouTuber community.
Yes, well, and I mean, half.
Does that still make me part of the community is the question.
Well, you made friends.
Yeah.
So you're part of a community.
I mean, so as a lot of people.
Anyways, so what are we getting at here?
We're going to be talking about Japanese YouTubers we watch, because I'm sure that our audience, probably a lot of them aren't really familiar that there are a lot of Japanese YouTubers on the platform, and a lot of pretty good ones that I watch and you watch. So I thought we would do, we would dedicate an episode talking about some of the Japanese YouTubers we know and or enjoy watching.
Okay.
Okay. So, do you have anyone, like, in particular that you really enjoy watching?
I watch The Anime Man.
Okay, besides me, because okay. We all know I'm the best, but, you know.
I watch Reina Scully.
Yes, she is Japanese, but again... Don't think she's part of the Japanese YouTuber community.
I watch Dolgen.
Oh, Dolgen's good. Wait, Dolgen be a Japanese YouTuber?
Yes. Yes.
I guess he would be, huh?
A lot of his demographic is also in Japan. He has to also pay taxes in Japan because of his YouTube.
I have to as well, but
And his videos say jokes that... Well, a lot of which you wouldn't really get unless you were in Japan.
I think a lot of his jokes stem from, like, bilingualism. Is that even a word? Anyway, you know, bilinguals would only get and find funny. So it's, like, super niche. But when I say, like, Japanese YouTubers, I mean, like, can't speak a word of English Japanese YouTubers.
Yeah, I was about to say hajime mashite.
Well, hajime mashite to you too. I'm only We've known each other for 3 years, and I'm just saying how are you for the first time to you, apparently.
No, his name's Hajime. That was the joke that Joey and I were getting at, because yeah. I was about to say Hajime Mashite, which is just how are you in Japanese. His name's Hajime Shacho, or Hajime for short. He really just kind of breaks things on the internet, and
but not the internet.
No, at one point he did.
With that scandal.
Yeah, let's not talk about that one. But he's pretty funny. Like, he does speak like completely in Japanese in all of his videos. But, if you just kind of look at it and get the context of it, you really don't need to understand it. He just breaks a lot of things, and he does things that are... He's kind of like the Mr. Beast of Japan sometimes.
I think most, Japanese YouTubers are kind of like that. Like, where they just kind of do ridiculous and crazy things just to get, something that looks good for video. I think Hajime Shacho has the most... Is he the biggest...
Yes.
YouTuber in Japan?
Yeah.
In terms of subscriber size?
Yes, he is. Do you like him?
He has 6 million something, I think. I like him. I enjoy his content every now and then. I've been watching him since, geez, I don't know, maybe 2014, 2015, something like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe I only recently started watching Japanese YouTubers, because Japanese YouTubing has really only become a recent thing.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Hajime about 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
But before that, I used to watch Hikakin.
You know what? I mean, I've only seen maybe one or two Hikakin videos before Hikakin was Hikakin. And that would would be his original beatboxing stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't watch the regular Hikakin videos nowadays, because it's a bit childish for me. But back when he was doing just beatboxing videos, it was so cool.
You know what? His new stuff, I guess, is... I mean, the views don't lie. A lot of people like him. I can't really get the humor. It seems way too over the top for my taste.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest problem with a lot of Japanese YouTubers, I find. It's just that their humor is pretty childish and ridiculous, I guess. Because I think, the core audience of a lot of these kinds of channels is, elementary school all the way up to maybe middle school, and then after that people start to look at different types of YouTubers.
I also watch Kinoshita Yuka,
I don't watch Kinoshita Yuka.
You see, I don't really watch a lot of mukbang channels, and if you guys don't know what mukbang is, it's basically you eat an immense amount of food on camera, and she is the only exception to a mukbang channel that I've ever watched, because she is skinny, she is cute, and she is eating 50,000 calories a day, and she is perfectly fine, and the mystery is still there, even though it's already been proven that it just turns out her stomach is only 6 times bigger than a normal human being, to the point her stomach pushed her other organs off to the sides and to the back. And even with that in mind, it still baffles me how none of that is getting stored in her body.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there was that whole TV show segment, wasn't there, where they tried to uncover the secret behind Kinoshita Yuka's eating habits and why she's not a beanbag with legs.
Yeah, they tried doing a whole bunch of stuff. They thought that maybe her body temperature is changing it, which I don't know how that works. But then they just did an X-ray, and I liked this. The doctor's face is the reason is simple.
There's your problem.
Yeah, well, the reason is simple. She just has a really big stomach. And we're like, wow. I mean, can really? You imagine if we conducted that, that whole checkup and operation in America? Can you imagine the bill on that thing?
Yeah. My recent favorite, I'd say my favorite Japanese YouTuber to watch, and I got my sister into this, and she doesn't watch any Japanese YouTubers, is Sushiramen Riku.
Was that the kid who does the science-y stuff?
Yeah, yeah. He's like if you got the Mythbusters and Jackass and just put them into this one 17-year-old kid.
How often does he upload? Not very. Last time I checked.
No, he uploads maybe once a week.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think it was that many. I thought once a month.
Oh, no. It's about once a week. But for Japanese YouTube standards, where every other, like, major channel on Japanese YouTube, like, uploads daily, like, he's very inactive.
Mm.
But you can tell, like, he puts so much work into his editing, so much work into just, like, the video.
Mm.
And, yeah, it's insane. Yeah. That's my favorite right now. And Ellie, like, my sister, like, absolutely loves him, like, intensely.
Mm.
Who else? I'm trying to think who else. I guess PDR.
I was going to say Duncan, yeah.
Yeah, Duncan. Yeah, he's my boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool. Mm. PDR-san is like a channel that you guys can watch as well, like, because he speaks Japanese throughout most of his videos, but he's half British.
He has subtitles. Always has, like,
yeah, he has English subtitles in all of his videos. So his fan base is really interesting as well. It's like half just full-on Japanese people who can't speak a word of English, and then just full-on English speakers that don't know a word of Japanese.
I think it kind of also comes from his humor and the fact that there are English subtitles, because he has a lot of sarcasm in his stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, definitely. And, like, from what I understand is that sarcasm's not too much of a thing in Japan, so it kind of meets in the middle. But I don't know, I like his content.
Yeah, sarcasm is just a concept. I actually was talking about this to my dad yesterday, but, like, sarcasm is a concept that does not exist in Japanese language. Like, just as a way the language is structured, you can't be sarcastic in Japanese without sounding like a douche.
Mm.
So it's weird how that works. I'll probably do a video on it one day.
Yeah, and then and then Kinoshita Yuka, she always has English subtitles as well.
Yeah.
You don't really need English subtitles to watch her stuff. You just need to kind of skip through and just see her finish this from beginning to end. The only things that she's saying is like, I'm going to add eggs. I'm going to add rice. I'm going to mix this. Hey, okay, now let's eat. Itadakimasu. I'm done. All right, see you guys in the next video. That's essentially every video that she puts out.
Yeah, basically. Who else? I'm trying to think. Oh, there's also, recently I've been getting into this YouTube channel called Mizutamari Bondo, which is, there's like two Japanese guys who, kind of like what Hajime does, but they also do like a lot of, what I like about them is they do a lot of like investigative work, like kind of to like the level that like Reddit does it. So like they work with like 2chan and like Reddit to like solve all of these like internet mysteries and like ghost stories and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like conspiracy theories and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And like those are fun to watch. Mm. Like it's like, personally speaking, I don't believe in any of it, but it's just interesting to see like that side of internet subculture.
Who's
like being explored like that?
Who are those four YouTube guys that do a lot of stuff together? They're the ones that were also teasing that guy with like a lisp.
Oh, Fishazu.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's 7 of them actually.
Oh, okay. Close enough.
Yeah. It was just in that one video you saw me watching, there was only 4 of them, but...
Mm.
Yeah. That's also, like, another group. That's kind of like Hajime as well, but they all... But it's, like, Hajime multiplied by 7, basically. They're friends from, like, middle school.
Mm.
And they just do, like, all sorts of, like, fun stuff together.
Yeah.
And I think that's what, like, makes up most of, like, the big YouTube channels here in Japan. It's just, like, friends kind of doing fun stuff with other friends and other people. Like, they don't really have, like, a theme.
No.
That you know, a lot of, like, Western channels do.
Mm.
You know what's one thing I've always wondered is if there is actually, like, maybe it's just I haven't discovered it yet, or no one's discovered it yet, but I genuinely wonder if there are actually, like, any Japanese AniTubers.
No.
I don't know. Maybe they're just, like, really small and uncovered.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I've always been interested to see. I guess people can let us know using our specialized hashtag. What was it again, Aki?
SBSANIME.
That's right. Hashtag SBSANIME. That's really fun to say. Hashtag SBSANIF. Oh, God damn it. Hashtag SBSA. Wait.
Third time.
Hashtag SBSANIME. Hashtag SBSANIME. Let us know if you know of any Japanese AniTubers, and also let us know your favorite Japanese YouTuber, if you know anything.
Yeah.
Or anyone, anything, if you know any of them.
Some other good ones, what used to be Sharla in Japan before it became Anyong Sharla, Kimushi, Kanai Tokyo, Tokidoki Traveler, Liz Kelly, should I continue?
Yeah, you can keep going. You're just naming off all the J-vloggers that we're friends with, yeah. Essentially.
Rachel and June, June's Kitchen.
That's like me being like, oh yeah, I'm friends with Anyong, Sharla, Charmanda,
Charlotte,
Mara the Cat. It's like all owned by the same people.
It's like saying I'm with PDR, PDR-san. Doesn't he have like a gaming channel? I feel like he's had like 6 channels.
Yeah, Buck Up Budu. Just Duncan. It's like all of his like sub channels.
Sebastiano Serafini, totally Japanese.
Is he Japanese? Japanese YouTuber?
Well, no, technically he is because he's partnered with the Japanese MCN and he lives in Japan. And also,
yeah, but
he also
has. No, okay. That means like that's the same as me saying, oh, I'm part of a US MCN, so I'm a US YouTuber.
No, but he resides in Japan and he also does Japanese vlogs on a channel called, Sebastiano in Giappone.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
Jerry Rig Everything. That's on Japanese YouTuber. I'm just... Gaijin Goomba.
We're just naming off, like, just any YouTuber that has to do with Japan.
Yeah, Gaijin...
It's like PewDiePie. He was here for, like, a month.
PewDiePie.
He's basically a Japanese YouTuber now.
Bill Wirtz, he knows the history of Japan.
Yeah, he knows the history of Japan, so he's a Japanese YouTuber now.
Yeah. AKB48.
Oh yeah, they're totally YouTubers.
Kizuna Ai.
Well, I mean, she is.
Yeah.
There you go. You finally said someone who was actually a Japanese YouTuber.
Yeah. I'm done.
Okay. Well, I think that's the end of this episode. The worst way to end it. Anyways, thanks again for joining into another episode of the Anime Shelf.
Oh, Happy in Japan, he's cool too.
Oh, Happy in Japan is cool, yeah. I love Andrew. If you enjoy the show, make sure to like, favorite, comment, share it with all of your friends. It helps us out a lot. Let us know any of your favorite Japanese YouTubers and what you would like us to talk about next week. And we will see you guys then. Bye-bye.